USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID vaccination rates have plateaued in the U.S. over the last few weeks, with just over 65% of American adults now having received at least one dose. That means President Biden's goal of 70% by July 4th is likely to be missed. Dr. Amesh Adalja says the key now is removing any obstacles to getting a shot. The infectious disease expert with Johns Hopkins University tells CBS News that the vaccines getting full FDA approval will also help combat hesitancy.
What we're seeing now is that we're hitting a wall, that people who wanted to get vaccinated largely have been vaccinated, and now it's a lot harder to get each additional dose into a person's arm. So what I think we need to do is make this more convenient, make it more easy, make it something that people can do wherever they are without having to make kind of appointments. It just has to meet people where they are, including door-to-door. We have to kind of remove any obstacle that a person can have.
This is USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Arizona's Attorney General says the Biden administration is handcuffing law enforcement on the southern border as they try to deal with the immigration crisis. Tim Berg reports from the USA Radio News, Phoenix Bureau.
Large groups of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers continue to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border, creating issues for border agents and local residents. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich blames the Biden administration's policies on the immigration surge at the border.
The Biden administration is breaking the border. They're essentially destroying it, and it's up to them to fix it. And by them creating all these incentives or making it harder for ICE to do its job, they are encouraging more and more people to come here. Systems being overwhelmed on so many different levels, and the cartels are taking advantage of the situation.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The Biden administration says they're making a more humane situation for illegal immigrants by reversing many of former President Donald Trump's policies.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
The Senate is expected to hold a procedural vote on the For the People Act, the sweeping elections reform bill that Democrats say would create necessary national standards for elections, but critics have called a federal takeover of the electoral process. Tuesday's vote is to advance the bill to a floor debate and is not expected to pass, needing 60 votes to advance. Oregon Democratic Senator Jeff Merkley is a co-sponsor of the bill and tells CNN what he hopes will come out of the vote.
Well, we hope tomorrow we'll see that the Democrats and independents are united, 50 senators saying that this should be on the floor being debated. And we're hopeful that maybe a couple Republicans will possibly part with Mitch McConnell and say they too want to defend the Constitution. They too don't think billionaires should buy elections, that we should have a debate on this. They too want to defend the right to vote and end gerrymandering. We're not expecting that, but just to have this vote tomorrow is to start kind of this accelerated, intensive process of saying if we're going to save the vision of our Constitution, we really have to get these national election standards in place before the end of this summer so that the elections next year can be based with those election standards.
And Brazil's health ministry says that more than 140 people have tested positive for COVID from the teams and delegations in the country for the Copa America soccer tournament. Brazil has seen a relatively uncontrolled spread of COVID and recently passed 500,000 deaths from the virus. Half of the participating national teams have had at least one positive test for COVID so far. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.